This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Jakub Nowakowski is the relatively new director at the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Centre, and I'm delighted to have him as my guest now to talk about the painful appropriation of Jewish suffering for a political purpose. Jakub, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Welcome.
You started in your job September last year, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. So it's been give or take 6 months. Very interesting time.
Wow, to come to a Holocaust and Genocide Center just after to just start your work. Before you were in Poland, do you want to just tell me a little bit about your history, Jakub?
Sure. I'm not Jewish. I'm coming from Kraków, Poland. My family lived in that very city for generations, actually in the neighborhood of Kraków, which was dominated by the Krakowian Jews. This part of Kraków is called Kazimierz, and some of you may heard of it because of the ancient synagogues. So actually majority of inhabitants of that very district were Polish Jews. My family was one of those Catholics that were a minority in that very, very part of the city. I was brought up in very different environments, though, where traces of the Krakow Jews were still visible, but the Krakow Jews were not any longer there because of the destruction, because of the post-war anti-Semitism and violence. And again, to make a long story short, at some point I got interested in that past that was surrounding me, and that led me to Jewish Studies Department at the Jagiellonian University, and then to Galicia Jewish Museum, which I run as a director for 13 years before actually coming in here.
Well, Cape Town has a lot to offer, I'm sure, and it must have been a very difficult time to take over the Holocaust and Genocide Museum, because we have been seeing the appropriation of Holocaust analogies since the 7th of October. And I wonder if you'd like to comment on that.
Well, certainly the events of October 7th, the attack of Hamas, and then the war that follows has changed everything, has redefined many things that we've been doing, redefined certain challenges, and is influencing everything that we're doing. And yes, I guess this. The war and the conflict brought up lots of tensions that otherwise might have been more difficult to see. The tensions between the Jewish and the non-Jewish community, the Muslim community, tensions within the Jewish community itself. That's something that we're seeing far brighter, far more intensively right now.
We talk about, I've read an article of yours, for many Jews, the pain of the Holocaust still remains. But there's a lot of imagery that came out of the 7th of October that is reminiscent of the Holocaust. We're seeing marches and anti-Semitism, but history does not repeat itself. Is it something you've been quoted as saying? Can you explain that?
Yes. I guess I wrote that particular sentence in response to this artwork at the UCT a week before. History does not repeat itself. Yes, we see that it's tempting to use that to think that actually it's already happened, that everything that has already happened before, and we're just once again in that very same situation. But it's actually different. And yes, the Holocaust has been weaponized very, very visibly, especially in the last couple of months, by the protests, people protesting against what's happening in Gaza. And I guess that comes from a couple of reasons. Certainly what we've seen over the last 20, 30 years in Israel is perhaps redefining Holocaust as a crucial in creation of the state of Israel, in that very sense that the Holocaust overshadowed in many ways that the simple fact that Jews been dreaming of creation of the Israel for 2,000 years before the Holocaust, that this entire dream of Zionist Jews had nothing to do with the Holocaust. It is not to say that Holocaust has not redefined everything and everyone and absolutely have had a huge effect on the state of the world and then the creation of the state of Israel. But it's interesting discussions to see whether that's actually that's what define the present day Israel. But and we've seen that for political reasons the Holocaust has been put as a core element of this modern day Israeli in many ways, Israeli identity. And I think that's the reason why Holocaust is now being attacked or being used as a weapon, attacking Holocaust, using this making connections between the Holocaust and the Israeli soldiers or accusing, I mean, attacking Holocaust, taking the Holocaust from, using the Holocaust to attack the Jews is, I guess, the way of attacking the fundamentals of the state of Israel. That's what we're seeing. The Holocaust is being used as a weapon to undermine the legality, the fundamentals of the very idea of state of Israel. And that's what is troubling for all the reasons. Because I'm sitting here on wearing my head of the Holocaust scholar and the head of the Holocaust and Genocide Center, at this particular moment, what is troubling is that it's wrong. I mean, to make connections between the situation of the Jews in Auschwitz and situation of any other victims, whether that's Gaza Anno Domini 2024 or any other place of mass violence that happened after, is just wrong. It's mistaken. It's historically inaccurate because never, no other victims were put in that very context of Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration or death camp. That has never happened after, and that's one of the reasons why we should be so careful and upset with what's happening.
Well, I think that's the point. It's so painful to Jews to have the Holocaust weaponized against them for political purposes. And I think, you know, after the 7th of October, our slogan was never again is now. And that has now become the Palestinian slogan. What, as a Holocaust center, what kind of education do you think your role and Jewish community's role is in terms of fighting against this weaponization?
We couldn't. We, as a Holocaust scholars, as a Holocaust center, we need to underline and focus on the unique features of the Holocaust. And again, I'm before our meeting, I read the artistic statement of that artist from UCT, and again, she writes that she wanted to underline connections between the situation of the policy of the Nazi regime and the apartheid occupation policy of Israeli authorities toward the Palestinians, which is very wrong, because there is no comparison between the ideology of the Nazi state toward the Jews and what's happening in apartheid Africa. There are certain similarities. Yes, apartheid state was also treating, and any apartheid state is treating certain groups as a second class citizens, and that's what we've seen in apartheid Africa, South Africa. But the Nazi state is not only on segregating people. Nazi policy was not on locking people and then making them to work for the benefit of the Nazis. The Nazi policy toward the Jews was about killing, was about extermination, was about mass destruction, despite the profits that those people could have produced for that very state. So while there are certain similarities, no, there is no easy connection, no sign of equality between those two systems, because one is about killing. Soon enough, from now, we're going to be commemorating the destruction of the Hungarian Jews. So in 1945, May of 1944, Nazis are transporting Jews from Hungary to Auschwitz to kill them in Auschwitz. Soon later, they brought Jews from the island of Rhodes to kill them in Auschwitz. So Auschwitz is a place that people are being brought to with one goal of killing. That's not something that is happening in apartheid states. It's not to say that apartheid states are fine and people are not suffering and so on and so on. But it's not something that there is no similarity. And that's what we're coming in, where we need to educate people that Holocaust is very different from many other horrible things that happened after.
I think you and I are going to be talking a lot more. We have to end it there, but thank you. It is reassuring to know that history does not repeat itself, and that what we're seeing now is not the same. And I think it gives comfort to the Jewish community to kind of know that as well. Jakob, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Have a lovely rest of the day, and then happy holidays.
Thank you very much. That was Jakob Nowakowski, the director of the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center.